Don't worry about the sun. Worry about the flu. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Scientists recently concluded that the world will come to an end in 2 to 3 billion years as the increasing temperature of the sun finally causes all water to evaporate. But Britain's royal astronomer, even though he fully appreciates the threat from the sun, isn't particularly worried about it. If you ask royal astronomer and Oxford Don Martin Rees what's most likely to eradicate humanity, he'll tell you it's germs.
Let me give you one example. We had the SARS epidemic a few years ago. Fortunately, that didn't spread beyond places that could cope with it fairly well, Singapore, Hong Kong, and Toronto. But had something like that spread to the megacities of the developing world, say to Lagos or Casablanca or Mumbai, then of course it would have had disastrous consequences.
Lord Rees is part of a group of scientists trying to anticipate unexpected threats to human survival. And now that technology is making it easier to alter microorganisms, he says it's only a matter of time before someone's basement experiment ends up having far-ranging consequences.
The global village will have its village idiots, and they will have a global range in future because we're in an interconnected world.
We are in an interconnected world, aren't we? And that's why he's sounding the alarm, so we can be prepared. Because how lame would it be if in 2 or 3 billion years the world ended and there were no humans to document it? Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.